Good morning and welcome to Kettle Latte. Chuck Meester here with you at the Kirkside Cafe. And we're looking at Lord's Day 34, question and answer number 94 for this Friday morning. The end of a work week for some of us. For others, well, the work just continues, doesn't it? What does God require in the first commandment? That on peril of my soul's salvation, I avoid and flee all idolatry, sorcery, enchantments, invocation of saints or of other creatures, that I rightly acknowledge the only true God, trust in Him alone, with all humility and patience, expect all good from Him only, and love, fear, and honor Him with my whole heart, so as rather to renounce all creatures than to do the least thing against His will. Now, there is an abundance of scripture for this particular formulation, but we're just going to read one from the Old Covenant and one from the New. Deuteronomy 18:10-12. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. And then from Matthew 5:29-30, if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you, for it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you, for it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And maybe one more from the Old Testament, Jeremiah 17:5. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. Now, much of this is about idolatry, and we'll explore that further in Lord's Day 34, question answer number 95. That's for another day. But if you note how the formulation begins, that on peril of my soul's salvation, I avoid and flee all idolatry. One of the most despicable idols, and one that we all battle, is the idolatry of self. When we put ourselves above or before God, as if we are our own arbiters of truth, or that we can manage our own worlds as if we are demigods of some sort. What this gets at is recognizing, and this is why we begin with God in the Ten Commandments, recognizing that the one only living and true God is the one who is ultimately sovereign. He is the creator of all things, and we are to submit to Him in all aspects of our life. Not one part of our heart can be reserved for something or someone instead of God. God requires all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our strength, and all of our soul. And that's why we battle with sin constantly, because we fight the temptations of the flesh, of the world, and of the devil, the triumvirate of evil, of course. And so we need to flee to Him. And so may we recognize our one and only true living God this day as you walk with Him, and be a blessing. And we'll see you next week here at the Kirkside Cafe.